Welcome to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music experience. Tommy Metz, aka Glisslion, has joined me in the studio to discuss and perform his futuristic album, Horizon. Thanks for coming, Tommy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. So let's just get, we're just going to interview a little bit and then we'll get to your music a little later. So your album Horizon, it's pretty unique in that it has like a visual and an audio aspect to it. Do you want to like talk a little bit about the visual component for people who don't really know what that is?
Yeah, I've always been really interested in like animations that kind of reflect what the music sounds like. You see a lot of visualizers around, like just usually they're just kind of waveforms that bounce with the music or something. But I really wanted to actually create like something that represented the different elements of the music. So I built like this 3JS, which is a JavaScript web library. I built this thing that basically it has visual components for every track in the music. So I kind of exported all the different tracks that of the songs, and then did some processing and analysis on them to kind of extract like waveforms and spectrum from the music. And then I created kind of this like interactive environment that that kind of represents the music visually and interactively. So it's kind of just an experiment to see how much I could, or how well I could recreate the music in a visual sense.
That's really interesting. And
yeah,
so like,
it was cool.
I was looking at it a little earlier, and is it, would I be correct in like different colors represent different instruments in the songs and that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. So each instrument actually has like a visual representation. And then I kind of tweaked the colors to kind of represent the way I thought the music sounded. So it's really me just trying to create a visual representation of the music, but not just like a video of, you know, actors and stuff. It's more like it's like a representation of the music.
That's awesome. And is there like a overarching like message of the album, or is it just kind of like abstract?
So it's the first music I've done under the name Glisslion. And so it's kind of like a new horizon for me in a way. And it kind of represents sort of looking towards the horizon, kind of like looking for the future, towards the future. But basically it's mostly just because it's like my first record and it was kind of a new horizon for me in a sense. So
that's awesome.
It's kind of where it comes from.
Yeah, that's cool. So the name plays a good part, a big part in the meaning of that one.
Yeah.
Nice. And before we like get into the music, is there anything you recommend the listener should like pay attention to when they're hearing the music, or not really?
Yeah, I don't know. Like there's a lot of little subtle details in my music, which is what I really like. I really like working on the textures of each individual sound. Listening in headphones is always good because you're not distracted. But yeah, that's about it, I think.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to listen to your music right now. The first song that is coming up right now is called Details. And again, this is Glisslion at 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thank you.
This is your local lunch hour sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard three songs from Glissline called Details, Uplitted, and Horizon. Thanks for playing that. That was awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So before like you play those songs, we were kind of talking about the overall meaning of Horizon. And I was just wondering, like, do any of those songs have like a specific meaning within the whole meaning of the album, or does it just kind of like blend together?
So the first song is actually the first song. The first song we played, Details, is the first song on the EP or on the album. Mm-hmm. And then Horizon, the last song I played, is the last song. And it kind of, that last song definitely kind of represents like the direction I came to with that album and the direction I kind of wanted to move forward with. So it is kind of a progression from, the first song was actually one of the first songs I wrote for the album, and then Horizon was like one of the last ones, and so it kind of progresses from where I was to where I want to go. And then I definitely am like kind of utilizing that style in my newer work a little bit. That last song is definitely kind of like the direction that album kind of points to.
Okay. And you're probably going to release some more music in the future.
Definitely. Yeah. I actually just finished like a whole new album, like just this month. So it's like 12 songs, all new stuff. So
awesome.
I'm pretty excited to try to get that out soon.
Well, for this album, like I was reading like on your press release, it was talking about how Buckminster Fuller was an influence to you. Do you want to like elaborate on that?
Actually, I think what it's saying is that it's kind of, it could be influenced by that. I don't even know who that person is.
Oh, really?
Label kind of put together that press release.
Okay.
And then it kind of saying that it points towards that he would like support, you know? But I need to like look into the guy. Kind of embarrassed.
No, it's fine.
I don't know.
Do you have any specific influences that personally like were a part of this album?
I wouldn't say anyone like for this album, but I definitely throughout my life, like I have a lot of big influences, like Autechre and Aphex Twin are probably two of my biggest ones. I just like love their production style, and they inspired me as a kid when I was in junior high, and they're still like blowing my mind. So those are definitely some big influences, and just like trying to push the limits of technology and stuff. Like, I'm a developer for a living, and so I just really like going deep in technology and detail and stuff like that. So
that makes a lot of sense.
I spend a lot of time just like tweaking the fine details of this music.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think for your like future releases, would you also have a visual aspect, or would you try to be creative in like a different way?
I don't know. So I finished a new album, but I'm not really sure what I'm going to do artistically for it yet. I do have like some artwork together for it, but I don't know if I'll do this, this like visual representation thing again, but we'll see.
Yeah. It was like very interactive. I thought it was like super cool and interesting.
I definitely want to like pursue it more and develop that program out more. But it's hard to find time. Like it's hard to just writing music takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Doing the day job, having a social life. Like if I want to get out of the house, I need to probably not do so much of that stuff.
True. Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see if that continues, but it could be the last time I do that for a while. But I don't know. Yeah,
that's understandable because it's very detailed.
I spent like
on the website
3 years working on that software. Yeah, because I was just in my free time and I had to learn like Python to do some audio analysis stuff, and I had to learn just a bunch of stuff. And so I kind of would just work on it a little bit here and there. And so it ended up taking quite a while.
And you did it like all by yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, I definitely learned some stuff off of like some websites. Like there's this really great online course out of Barcelona for audio applications. So they kind of teach you some core stuff about how to analyze music with a computer. And that was a Python course. And so I took that a bunch of years ago. And so I actually utilized a lot of that knowledge and stuff from there. So I was definitely using techniques that people have done. But I think what really was the hard part was getting, you analyze all these different tracks, and then getting those into the browser is hard work. So I had to create like my own file type that I can load in the browser that includes like spectrum analysis and stuff like that. So that was that was hard. And then 3JS is like a pretty big beast to learn.
So I don't even know half the words you're saying. I'm very impressed right now.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
That's crazy.
3JS is like it's a game library for the web. So a lot of games and stuff are built in 3JS. It's just a open framework or a JavaScript library. So that's what I built that in. But then it loads some files that have a bunch of data about the tracks.
That's very interesting.
It's cool. It's
complicated.
It's super fun.
I can understand if you don't do that again, if it takes 3 years to make
it. It was a long time to get that together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like weekends, you know?
Yeah. Just like
get as much
time
as I could on a Saturday.
Yeah. That makes sense. You're hustling. Okay. So I think we should get back to the music. And I think you have like, what, 3 more songs to play for us right now?
Or 4.
Oh, 4? Okay, nice.
Yep.
So we're going to start off with, the next song is called Slowly Forget by Glissline.
Actually, it's I put this other track first, I gave you the wrong track list, but Koroth God is like a...
Koroth God, and that's a new song.
That is a new song. I'm going to start it off with that and then go into some other songs from the album.
Sounds good. Thanks.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard Glissline perform the songs Coarthgard, Slowly Forget 2, and Waiting for Time 2. I have a question. How did you come up with the name Coarthgard? It's very interesting.
I have no idea.
Did you just hit the keyboard?
Yeah, right. I just throw out words.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't really know. I'll mess with the word and just like tweak it until I think it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really have much of a meaning, I guess.
Yeah, that's fun. Just random. That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for playing all this song. That was so
fun.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah.
For having me. It's been great.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you have anything you want to like let the Fort Collins community know about?
I mean, I guess if you're going to be in Denver on the 13th, I'm playing a show at Lost Lake with like three other really good beat makers, electronic artists, and that's at Lost Lake on February 13th. So if you want to come down and hear this out of a loudspeaker, come on down and
awesome.
Visit.
Yeah, and you also have like a website with your electronic interaction.
Yeah,
light show.
You can find all my music at glissline.com. The interactive experience is horizon.glissline.com. But yeah, you can basically find all that stuff. But the album is streaming on Spotify and all those places. So you can also check it out there.
Okay. Great. Yep. Thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah. And it's also available for 12-inch vinyl.
Oh, right.
If anyone is interested in purchasing, it is available on Multidim Records. On
awesome.
12-inch vinyl. So.
Yeah, and all that information is still on your website.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Local Lunch Hour. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. This lovely theme song is Hello by Jaunt, and this podcast was produced by myself, Mia Sawaya, with help from Max Carter. Thanks for supporting College Radio.